Well, a good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Our purpose in this endeavor is through His Word we might show off God, that it might encourage the hearers thereof, that we might continue in faith. By His Word, that is that which we call the Bible, God is continually revealing Himself and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, wherein it is said of Him that no man has seen God, but Christ has declared, that is, exegeted Him, that is, to remove from behind a curtain and put on display. Jesus said, search the Scriptures, for they are they that speak of Me. Now, today we have, excuse me, no one verse to preach on, but through multiple verses we might show off God, which, as I said, might be an encouragement to those who are fellowshipping with the God School, and perhaps even someone new to this journey in faith. Deuteronomy 33:27 says, the eternal God shall be thy refuge. The Webster's definition of refuge is shelter or protection from danger or distress. That which shelters or protects from danger, distress, calamity. Any place where one is out of the way of any evil or danger. The eternal God is thy refuge. And the picture of this phrase, the eternal God, is the God of the forefront. God who's on the corner before we get there. Today, I want to turn I want to begin by turning to the 20th chapter of the book of Joshua. Now, before we encounter them in Joshua, we find in Exodus 21, we find in Numbers 35, we find in Deuteronomy 19, these cities of refuge referred to. But it says in the 20th chapter of Joshua, "The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, appoint out you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses," and I've already given you the references, "that the slayer that killeth any persons unaware and unwittingly may flee thither," that is there, "and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he does flee unto one of those cities and stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city, and he shall stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days, and then shall the slayer return and come into his own city and unto his own house, unto the city which unto the city from whence he fled." And they appointed, they set apart, sanctified, is an alternative translation. They set apart Kadesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath-Thabara, which is in Hebron, in the Mount of Judah, and on the other side of Jordan by Jericho, eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness, upon the plain, out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. My pause is, you know, no, I'm not going to go there. Let's stay on the subject. And these were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person unawares might flee there and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood. Last week, we said, the gospel preached again. Folks, we're preaching the gospel, the good news, the God spiel, that the hearers thereof might come under the influence of God and His word. If you haven't done it before, my recommendation is you get a pen and write these things down. And they appointed Kadesh. Kadesh, its root means holy. It speaks. In the New Testament, we find the word hagios. That is committed. The same word also is translated sanctified, set apart. And in Jeremiah 33, we encounter in the 16th verse that declaration made by the prophet, the Lord, our righteousness, of the same root. Doesn't say my righteousness, doesn't say your righteousness. It says the Lord, our righteousness. The second city is called Shechem. And Shechem means shoulder. The shoulder is the source of strength. I carry around a lot of heavy Bibles in boxes. And I got to tell you, the easiest way for them to be carried is on my shoulder. The third city is called Hebron, and it means fellowship. Those who flee to the city of refuge. Have now fellowship with God. I talked to a pastor last week who was a little upset and questioned the effort of the God School, being that we don't meet in the flesh. Paul wrote letters wherein he says, though I'm not with you, I'm beholding, I may not be with you in the flesh, but I am with you in the spirit. We gather in the spirit, and by the Spirit have fellowship not only with one another, but with our God. Jesus, in the 15th chapter of Luke, says this, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if ye lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he is found, and when he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." Hebron, fellowship. And on the other side of Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer. That is a fortified place. Psalm 91 says, "I will say to God, Thou art my refuge and fortress, my God, in whom I will trust." And Ramoth in Gilead. And Ramoth means high or exaltedness. Some weeks ago we taught out of Psalm 3, the Lord is my shield and glory and the lifter up of my head. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe." And the sixth city was Golan. And Golan means joy. Now, these cities, six cities of refuge, are a type of Jesus Christ. Six is the number of a man. Seven is the number of completion. And Christ is the seventh. The instruction of these for these cities is that a path or a road might be clearly marked and free of stone, lest any stumble while they're fleeing to these cities. Of refuge. Now, of these names, of these cities, we see that which God is revealing to us about his Son, Jesus Christ. That he's our righteousness, that he's our strength, that we have fellowship with him, that he's our fortified place, that he is our high and exalted ones. Ephesians says in the second chapter of the sixth verse that he has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the 16th verse of the 6th chapter of Hebrews, it reads, "For verily men swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife." No more arguing. "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, and confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things," that is, things that cannot, that will not be changed, "in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that was set before us." Remember, the God of the forefront, he's on the corner before we get there. And we who have fled to him, that is, acting in faith to him, we lay hold of that hope, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. That is the place where God would meet man's representative. The only time. And that once a year, where God would make his presence apparent, where he would himself occupy and have fellowship with the representative of the people. And that which is called in the Hebrew Kapareth, in the Greek Hilasterion, in the English the mercy seat, where God would meet his people. Listen. And entereth into that within the veil, whither, that word whither means whatever, wherever, at whichever spot, in whatever place, the forerunner for us is entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever. What a wonderful picture God gives us of himself in this chapter on the cities of refuge. Well, one might say, well, you know, that's good for the manslayer who slayed unawares, that is, didn't do it out of hatred, an outward act, the slaying. In that wonderful fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus cuts through all the stuff, the outward appearance, that which so much of the church is trying to correct, and somehow or other attribute righteousness to your flesh because you've taken care of it. Well, I never killed anybody. Jesus said, if you hate in your heart, you're as guilty as a murderer. And the good news of the gospel, wherein it is declared, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word declares the God of the forefront is our refuge. And he provided these cities, the holiness thereof, the strength thereof, the fellowship thereof, the fortified place, the high or exalted place, and the place of joy. In Christ Jesus. Wow. All the way back from Exodus through Joshua, God is describing in these cities of refuge the place and what it provides. Doesn't say the manslayer provides, The city provides the type of Christ. That word in the New Testament, peace, in the Greek, is Irene. And it means set together again. And it says, he shall dwell in the city until he stand before the congregation of judgment, and until the death of the high priest. We read, excuse me, whether the forerunner for us is entered, even Jesus made a high priest, he came and kinned himself, that is, became part of the family. And as the high priest, his death, wherein he took upon himself all, not part, but all our iniquities. Isaiah describes us perfectly. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all. Listen, in Numbers, it is said regarding these cities of refuge, it says, but if the slayer, you and I, at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and the avenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer. What's God saying? He has provided us in Christ Jesus a place of refuge, and we should stay there. In the New Testament, how do you get into that city of refuge? How do you get in that Christ? Christ is formed in your heart by faith. Christ dwelleth in your heart by faith, and thereby you dwell in him, and that is by faith. How do you stay within the borders? That the avenger of blood may not have access to you, that it be in Christ a place of refuge? By continuing in faith. It is a daily activity. Well done. Well, faith is acting upon the promises of God. What does it say? Hebrews 6:17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. Over 8,000 promises here in this book. Any one of which in Christ Jesus, it says, 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God are in him that is Christ, yea, and in him, amen, that is, no doubt. Christ is being put on display in these cities of refuge. That sixth city is called Golan, which means joy. And I will be forever grateful to my pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, who taught me, you know, happiness is a feeling. It comes and goes. But joy comes with understanding, and once you understand, it can never be taken away. Jesus said in the 16th chapter of John, up till now, have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full. And in the 17th chapter, he says, and now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in them. In themselves. The eternal God is thy refuge. The God of the forefront. The God knowing our condition before we were in need, or before we were aware of our need for it, made provision in Christ Jesus, of whom it is said, the Lamb slain before the foundations of the world. Take courage. God knows our condition, and he has made provision in Christ for all that we have need of. And he makes it all available to those who act in faith. And even that is a gift of God. That glory and thanksgiving may always be given to God our Father and the Lord, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Even He is the seventh. Our protection from danger, distress, or calamity. If this word of God today has turned on lights for you, or if it has reminded you, because we've been here before, and you are encouraged by it, then I want you to click on that comment section and encourage me, because I like you. Are in need of encouragement. In this journey of faith that we are traveling together, and that's the God School for today.